Now, Vincent, I've got your referral notes from your GP, but I wonder if you could tell me in your own words how this all started, what treatment you've had, how that's gone, and anything else you think I should know.
Thank you, Doctor. Yes, well, it all started about 3 months ago. I was just washing one morning and everything was completely normal when suddenly I felt a pain go right across my face for no apparent reason. Then, after that, the attacks came quite often. If I had to describe it, I'd say it's like a searing pain, and it usually hits the right side of my face. Like I said, it goes right across it, but it's my cheek, teeth, and my jaw that seem to take the brunt of it. It's a horrible feeling, too. It feels like an electric shock. I have to say, it leaves me feeling quite shaken.
And have you noticed any patterns or triggers? Is there anything that seems to bring this on?
Well, like I told you, the first time it happened, I was washing my face, but now I notice that brushing my teeth and shaving also bring it on. It seems to be anything to do with touching my face. I mean, even the wind can cause a sudden attack of pain. And also just using my face or mouth can bring one on too. So, I mean, like just eating and drinking can cause one, or smiling at something suddenly, or for a long time. Basically, anything fun, pleasurable, or necessary seems to cause me horrendous pain.
And do you think that the conditions developed or changed in any way since your first attack?
Oh, they're definitely happening more often. And not only that, it feels like they're affecting my whole face. At the beginning, the attacks probably only lasted about, what, 30 seconds or so? But nowadays, I find myself dealing with the really painful part of the attack for a few minutes at a time. And it's actually getting severe now. I used to be able to cope with the pain by clenching my fist or talking myself through it or whatever, but I can't now.
And I see here that your GP prescribed you some medication. Has that helped at all?
Well, I expect you can see on my notes what I'm on. My doctor was reluctant to give me anticonvulsants at first because apparently there are one or two that can cause serious reactions,
Yes.
but he found one that carried a very low risk, so I was on that for a time. Anyway, after a while they started to lose their effect, so then he put me on antispasmodics. That's what I'm on now. I don't know if it's relevant, but I also take supplements, cod liver oil and vitamin D.
Okay. How are the antispasmodics working out for you?
Well, I have to admit that when I take them, the pain is a bit more bearable, but they do affect me in other ways. I mean, I'm drowsy all the time. I can hardly keep my eyes open. And just trying to follow a conversation or remember what it is I'm supposed to be doing has become a challenge. It really doesn't take much to make me confused. I mean, it's embarrassing. So, to avoid people thinking I've completely lost it or whatever, I've ended up staying at home a lot of the time.
Oh dear.
Now, that's something I've never done, and I think it's that more than the pain which has led to some very strange mood swings. I mean, that's not really like me, Doctor.
I see. Well, from what you've been saying, it sounds like we need to book you in for some tests and explore the possibility that.